Well, an Irishman moved into a little tiny hamlet in County Cork, and he walked into the pub and he promptly ordered 3 beers. The bartender raised his eyebrows, but he served the man the 3 beers, which he drinks quietly alone at the table. An hour later, the man has finished the 3 beers and orders 3 more. And this happens yet again. The next evening, the man again orders and drinks 3 beers at a time. Soon the entire town is whispering about the man who orders 3 beers. Finally, a week later, the bartender broaches the subject on behalf of the town. "I don't mean to pry, but folks around here are wondering why you always order 3 beers." "It is odd, isn't it?" the man replies. "You see, I have 2 brothers. One went to America, the other to Australia. We promised each other that we would always order and drink 2 extra beers whenever we drank as a way of keeping our bond as brothers." The bartender and the whole town was very pleased with this answer, and soon the man who orders 3 beers became a local legend, a celebrity, a source of pride to the town, even to the extent that out-of-towners would come to the pub to watch him drink. Well, then one day, the man came in and he only ordered 2 beers. The bartender poured them with a heavy heart. This continued for the rest of the evening as he only ordered 2 beers. The word flies around town. Prayers are offered for the soul of one of the brothers. The next day, the bartender says to the men, "Folks around here, me first of all, want to offer our condolences to you at the death of your brother. You know, the 2 beers and all." The man ponders for a moment and then replies, "You'll be happy to hear that my 2 brothers are alive and well. It is just that I, myself, have decided to give up drinking for Lent." Well, during Lent, of course, we should give something up. We should also do something extra. We today enter into the holy season of Lent. 40 days of prayer and fasting and almsgiving. That's what the scriptures talk to us about today. The importance that we spend time in prayer, that we spend time doing some sacrifices, some fasting, some penance, and then we give alms, which means to be charitable and to do works of mercy towards the poor. So Lent is a time when we should give up something, and it's something that we should really reflect upon and make a sacrifice. But really, what is Lent all about? It's really about conversion. It's about a change of heart. It's about becoming more like Christ, becoming a more loving person. It's about loving God more, loving our neighbor more. Sometimes we forget to go back to the basics, and we need as Christians to always go back to the basics, right? And what are the basics? Any of the kids will know it's the ABCs, right? The ABCs. A, in Christianity, you have to admit that you're a sinner. We have to admit that we're sinners. B, we have to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. And C, we have to commit our lives to serving the Lord and His church. See, so many times we get caught up in so many things, we forget the basics. That is the heart of Catholicism. That is the heart of Christianity, is admit that we're sinners, believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, and commit ourselves to serving the Lord and His church. Now, how do we admit that we're sinners? Well, we examine our conscience and we go to confession. So make sure during Lent you make a very good and holy confession. I know many of you do that on a regular basis, but if you've been away, come back during Lent. So make a good confession during the holy season of Lent. One of the best things you can do during Lent is to make a good and thorough confession by going through a good examination of conscience. Second, what does it mean to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, it means you have to get to know Jesus through His sacred word, through the reading of sacred scripture, the reading of the Bible, especially the Gospels, to get to know Him better, to read books about the life of Christ, to become a more faithful follower of Christ, a disciple of Christ, and then commit your life to Christ, and commit your life to serving Christ and others. Figure out what your gifts and talents are and use them for the Lord. Serve the Lord in some capacity. Now, during Lent, there are many different books that you could read. There's so many wonderful books out there. I'll mention a book that I just finished this past week. And it came out 10 years ago. It was a number one bestseller, New York Times bestseller list, which is great for a Christian book. Within the first 5 years, it sold 30 million copies. Some of you probably read it, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, the Christian writer, a minister and author. And really what C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity was 50 years ago, The Purpose-Driven Life, reminds us of the basics of Christianity, of how to live the Christian life. And what struck me in going through this book in the last week or two was that it's divided into 40 chapters, and it's meant to be a 40-day retreat, a 40-day spiritual journey. Out of curiosity, raise your hand if you've read this book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Okay, a few of you, good. There's 1,200 scripture references in this book. And the reflections that I have on the book is that it does really just go back to the Baltimore Catechism. Why are we on earth? To know God, to love God, and to serve God. That's why He made us. To know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him. So Rick Warren says the same thing, just under a few different words, under different ideas, but it's the same basic thing. The purpose of the book is to help you to do God's will in your life, to discern what is God's will for you, and why did God place you on earth? What on earth am I here for? Well, we're here, according to Him, for five purposes. And think about these things. So I'd recommend that you get the book, read it one chapter a day for the 40 days of Lent. Again, good, basic Christianity. And when you look, you'll notice that He talks about the five purposes of why God made us. We have to have a purpose-driven life to realize we're here for a purpose. First is to worship and adore God, to give glory to God. That's why He created us. The birds give glory to God by flying, the fish by swimming. But we as individuals, we give worship and adoration and glory to God by praising Him, loving Him, adoring Him, worshiping Him. So first and foremost, our purpose is to glorify God by our lives, by worshiping and adoring Him. Secondly, to come into fellowship with God, friendship with God, through a personal relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that through Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit, we are led to the Heavenly Father. We have fellowship with one another in our church as the body of Christ. So fellowship. Third is discipleship, that we're called to become like Christ, to be a disciple, a follower of Christ, to be like Christ. That's what a Christian is supposed to be another Christ in the world. So discipleship is the third purpose of our life. Fourth is ministry, to be formed by God, to be ministers in our church, to be able to figure out what gifts and talents has the Lord given us, and then to use them. And lastly, number five is to fulfill our mission. That everybody has a mission in life by God. He gives each one of us a purpose, a mission. So those are the five purposes of our life: to worship, to fellowship, to discipleship, ministry, and mission. And that when we come to church as Catholics, we shouldn't just come to church to get something, whether it be to get ashes or to get something out of it. We are here to give. We are here to worship God. Some people say, well, I don't get anything out of church. Well, what do you bring to church? What do you give at church? We come here to church to worship God, praise Him, love Him, thank Him, adore Him. We come to God to worship Him, and we come to serve. We don't come to get things out. We come to give, to be of service. We serve the Lord, we serve our parish, we serve our church. And we should say, ask not what your parish can do for you, ask what you can do for your parish, right? So you got to get involved in serving. And that is where you find your true purpose in life, is not in getting, but in giving. In giving of yourself. Look what the saints did. All the saints gave of themselves. They were givers. Mother Teresa, Pope John Paul, Saint Francis. The great people that changed history did it because they were servants. They were served God and served others so beautifully. So during this Lent, which we begin today, I encourage you to obviously get a good book. There are, again, many wonderful books out there. But if you have not read The Purpose-Driven Life, get a copy on as a book form or a CD, book on tape, book on CD. I guess they have it on Kindle or your Nook or your Cranny or whatever modern device that people use these days. But I would recommend it. And it seemed to me as I was reading it this past couple weeks that it seems so appropriate. 40 days, 40 chapters, 40 reflections. It is a spiritual journey. And I think it can help us to remind ourselves that what Lent is all about is about the changing our lives. It's about changing our lives, becoming closer to Jesus, being transformed by the grace of God, by, of course, repenting of our sins through confession, becoming closer to Jesus through prayer and spiritual reading, and then serving the Lord and serving others through works of mercy and works of charity. Because that's what Lent is all about. So many times people go through Lent and they get the ashes on Ash Wednesday and they're no different on Easter. They're no different than on Easter Sunday. But this is our opportunity. Lent is a retreat that the church gives us, this time to really pray and read and sacrifice and grow in our faith. I do hope and pray that it is a truly good and holy Lenten season for each one of you.